You are listening to a podcast by Reverend Didi Arikakith from the United Methodist Wesley Foundation Campus Ministry in Tucson, Arizona.
And let me just start off with, I used to drive this car, this like big truck, for like 14 years. And last year it died. And I got this new car, and many things have happened in the technology world from, say, 14 years ago when I bought this, and the new car. And I got this new GPS system. Any of you guys have this? Been in a car with it? It's pretty cool, I have to say. So it tells me every turn along the way. You kind of shut off your brain. People are like, have you been to the store? And I'm like, yes, I have. And they're like, well, how do you get there? I have no idea. Because I just get in, sit in this car, have no idea, and it just takes me there. Well, before lovely GPS systems, I used to have this map when I just moved to Tucson. And you can see each hole is probably a rage of chaos where I didn't know what was going on and got frustrated and had to pull over to the side of the road or some random mini-marts and other various places. And I always thought, like, at the top of the map, it says north. And so people would say, well, it's easy to read a map. You just look for it for north. Well, if I knew where north was, I wouldn't be lost. Now, would I? And then when you're out and you don't have a map and you don't have a GPS system, what else do you do? Ask. Absolutely. You ask for directions, which is, you know, that's a good point. You have this hated somehow, like lost of pride. People will ridicule you if you pull over and ask, but sometimes when push comes to shove, you just have to ask. And then if you will not ask, and you have no map, and you have no GPS, what are you left to do? Just drive. Or what I say, guess. Guess is even better when you have someone else in the car and one person says, oh no, it's definitely right, and oh no, it's definitely left. Well, in about 10 minutes, you're going to find out, aren't you? If it's one way or the other. I remember my friend and I were going to this new movie theater, and we pulled into this gas station, and gas stations are very tricky because they have two entrances. And so I insisted, oh no, we did not come in from this way. And sure enough, 10 minutes later, I found out I lost. But some way, somehow, the point is, you eventually get there. You either realize you're lost, and you realize you need help. Something or someone. But this pause, this is what I'm talking about. In this pause, you have this reevaluation. This pondering can be a very humbling experience when you're driving, but it could be a big faith builder when it comes to your own life. This process, this pause, this is Lent. Now, there was an underlying idea in the Jewish life that the reevaluation of life is good. I think modern day, we kind of think that reevaluation of life is bad. We think it's for someone who's really crazy, like, oh, they are really off the rocker, so they need to reevaluate your life. Like, say, certain stars that might be in the news, and you might say, I am definitely not that, so I don't need to reevaluate my life. I mean, how far could I possibly wander if I'm in church every week or every month or, well, on the other hand, perhaps it's not about the starting point. Perhaps it's not about the destination. It's about the steps in between, the journey along the way. The Jewish community thought this was good because they saw it as necessary. Now, this Jewish community, the one that Jeremiah talks of, the one that he comes from, man, they know repentance. They talked about it a whole lot. There is not a prophet unturned that did not. And symbolically, these are the guys that are sitting around with the sackcloth and ashes and tearing their clothes, all these lovely signs of penance. But it's more than that. It's more than these signs. It's more than this history. Repenting is God's way. God designed us to grow as people in a community and in the world. In Hebrew, repentance actually means to turn, as in return or relook at oneself, one's ideas, notions, or beliefs. To me, repenting is not the crazy man that we often see from the big high pulpits and sweating up a storm and is like, repent! Because that's kind of scary. But repenting is about growing, learning from your mistakes kind of way, repenting. Like learning from your mistakes on a midterm before you take the final. Our scripture tonight comes from Jeremiah. And Jeremiah was this guy, he was from the South Kingdom, but he felt more at home in the Northern Kingdom. And he grew up with a family history of hating this ruling party. It sounds odd because here's this guy who was descendant from one of King David's two priests. Well, now his ancestor banked on Solomon's rival to be getting the throne. We all know how that turned out. So his family suddenly found themselves ousted, banished. So now with a background like this, Jeremiah knew the power of influence. He knew the power of independent thought. He knew how personal mistakes can sometimes change lives, and sometimes they need to be reevaluated. Now, he was in a time when the Babylonians were taking over, and people were falling away from their faith because they were kind of getting merged together and they couldn't tell what was faith and what was this new stuff because it all seemed okay. And then there was the chaos of the exile. And in all of this that was spinning and whipping around in Jeremiah's life and the life of these people, Jeremiah was told one thing. Go and say, return, repent. Find your way back to God. Lent comes around once a year for a reason. There is a chaos of life, and we need to pause and check to see if we are on the right path. In the academic world, this is post-finals, where you pledge and you're like, I will never procrastinate again. And then we start a new semester. In the spiritual life, this is your new beginning. This is Lent, where you reevaluate where you've been, where you need to be, where you want to be. We have 40 days to ask for direction from ourselves, from God, from our evaluation. 40 days to consult the GPS, maps, and people in the spiritual life. Perhaps a book. Book, if necessary. Adjust our course when necessary to get back on track. Tonight we have an opportunity to mark our foreheads with ashes. This is like it was centuries ago, a sign of repentance. The sackcloth and tearing of your clothing is optional. But as we do this, I want you not to just run up and take, but to pause and think, let this be the start of your 40 days. I ask you, I beg you, to think about this. I do not know your past mistakes. I only know the gospel and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, which I share with you. When he said, repent, re-examine your past, your old notions, your prejudice, and even your valued promises. 40 days to face where you were, learn what went wrong, and find out where you want to be. Stop. Think. Repent. And come back to God.